This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Because my sister Elizabeth was reading, or rather listening, to actor Andrew McCarthy's new memoir, Brat, I read it too. I found it very thought-provoking, so I wanted to read Andrew McCarthy's earlier memoir, The Longest Way Home, One Man's Quest for the Courage to Settle Down. A central theme in both memoirs is Andrew McCarthy's feeling of being pulled between competing desires, for independence, solitude, and separation, and connection, presence, and belonging. He wants to be alone, and he wants to engage deeply with others, and this paradox creates a real tension in his life. In The Longest Way Home, he describes how he arranged to travel all over the world, in many cases on assignments as a travel writer, while he and his longtime sweetheart plan their wedding, which will be his second marriage. He has fantasies of escape, of walking away and not looking back, and at the same time, he yearns to commit completely to the life of his family. Andrew McCarthy writes about an evening when he was tucking his 9-year-old son into bed. His son said, "Dad, I feel like there's a distance between me and the rest of the world." His clear insight and simple articulateness shocked me, then saddened me, and made me fear for him. When I read this passage of the memoir, I thought, what would I say as a parent? It would be so easy to give some quick, facile response, or to laugh off the remark as something that wasn't serious, or to present this feeling as something his son would outgrow or overcome. The fact that Andrew McCarthy himself knew that feeling well might have made it easier, but it also might have made it harder. He might have wanted to spare his son any pain, or spare himself a father's pain. So what did he do? He continued, "When my reflexive reaction subsided, I relaxed and identified with him. I've always felt the same way," I told him. I wasn't sure what else to say. "But it's part of what makes me me, so it's okay. You know what I mean?" I said. My son was quiet for a moment. "Yeah," he said, and then surprised me by reaching out and hugging me close. Actor and writer Andrew McCarthy identified deeply with his son's pain, and rather than deny or dismiss that pain, he decided to acknowledge it. Sometimes we can make people happier by acknowledging that they're not feeling happy. I'll post a link in the show notes to Andrew McCarthy's memoir, The Longest Way Home. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.